This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris, and that music is the theme song to the Fox TV series Raising Hope, which has just begun its fourth season, airing now on Friday nights. My next guest is one of the stars of that show. She has been nominated for an Emmy for her work on that show for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series for playing Baby Hope's grandmother, Virginia Chance. She is also Emmy nominated for a guest role on Law & Order SVU about a decade ago. And she's won an Emmy for her guest role as Patty Nyholm over several seasons on The Good Wife. She's also been nominated for three consecutive Tony Awards and has appeared in several dozen movies in her career. Martha Plimpton, welcome to America Weekend.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, it's a pleasure having you on here. I've actually wanted to talk to you for a really long time. Before we talk about Raising Hope, the first time I noticed you was 25 years ago when you played River Phoenix's girlfriend in a Sidney Lumet movie called Running on Empty with Judd Hirsch and Christine Lottie. I've always loved that movie. Tell me something about the experience of making it.
It was a really fantastic experience. I mean, Sidney Lumet's, of course, one of the great American directors of all time, and he had a really unique way of working because he had come from theater and also live television in the 50s. And so he rehearsed the movie like it was a play, and we blocked it and ran through the whole script like it was a play in rehearsal for about 2 weeks before we even started shooting.
Wow.
It was an incredibly bonding experience, and it meant that we were all extremely well prepared. But he was just one of the great, you know, and you'd end up having to do two takes per scene, basically, because you were so familiar with it. It was an extraordinary experience. I loved it.
Uh-huh.
I love the movie. I think it's a really, really great movie.
Yeah, I do, too. I've showed it to my daughter. She loved it as well. It really is terrific. And the relationship that you have on screen with River Phoenix, I guess you guys knew each other because you had done Mosquito Coast a couple of years before, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, it really worked nicely. Have you had the luxury of all that rehearsal time on any other project you've ever done?
Well, plays, of course, in the theater, you know, you get, on average, about 3 to 4 weeks of rehearsal, which I really love. It's a very intimate experience, and I love that process a lot. But usually in film and television, you don't get that, no.
Yeah.
Usually you just dive right in, yeah.
Yeah, and every week you're learning new stuff for Raising Hope, which
now, that's right, yeah.
Now back for the fourth season, and in researching the show, I see that the show is on in Bulgaria and Finland and Germany and Italy and Portugal and the Czech Republic and I think like two dozen.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that incredible? I'm so astonished, and I'm actually like really, really moved by that. It really blows me away.
Is it your voice?
You know what? I don't know. That's a good question. You know, very often these things are dubbed, so it's possible that it's not my voice.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's not subtitled, but it's probably, you know, they hire some Bulgarian actress and
Yeah, they probably do. God, I'd love to see that. Yeah.
Now let's talk about working with Cloris Leachman, comedy legend.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Is every day a lesson for you with her?
You could call it that. You could call it that.
All right. Well, I wasn't going to ask you about this.
No, I mean every day is an adventure. You know what I mean? It's she's kind of a live wire. You know,
yeah,
she's definitely you know, it's kind of like you really never know what you're going to get.
But
you know, that's kind of astonishing for someone to be 87 years old and still be that, you know, committed to surprising you.
I wasn't going to ask you about this, Martha, but since you took it in that direction, I have to. I just finished reading a book about the history of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And in there, they talk about the director and the producers and the writers getting frustrated with Cloris Leachman because she would ad-lib lines because she knew better, or she would argue with the director about hitting her mark because she didn't want to stand there. This is all familiar to you on the Raising Hope set, is it?
Yes, I think she's probably a little bit less. She's a little older now, and so she's probably a little bit less argumentative, but she's definitely headstrong, and she definitely knows what she likes and what she wants to do, and she definitely likes to tell other people what she wants them to do. There's no doubt about it.
And how does that work with you? Do you clash a lot?
No. We Cloris and I have a wonderful understanding at this stage. Yeah. Yeah.
I like
some
that
boundaries
modifier.
Have been drawn. Let's just put it to you that way.
Yeah. At this stage was my favorite part of that sentence. So,
no, it's great. We have a really great time, and I'm always, obviously I respect her enormously, and she's been around, you know, for many years, and she definitely knows what she's doing.
I mentioned TV and movies, and you mentioned your stage work. Which of those three platforms do you prefer working in?
You know what? I love working in all of them. I love working, period. Doesn't matter. You know what I mean? What medium it is. They're all different. They all require different skills. I think working in the theater is probably the best foundation for any actor's career because I think it makes you more flexible, makes you a better collaborator. It puts you in mind that you're making something bigger than you, that it's not all about you. And I think it makes it possible to sort of be more game, more willing to try new things when you start in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say, you know, for that reason, I'm really grateful that I have a theater background and that I still work in the theater because I think it really keeps up your chops and it's, I think it's good for the soul, you know, to make plays and to act in front of an audience. I think it's really good for the spirit. But I love doing all of it. I love every aspect of my job, and I hope I get to keep doing it, you know, for a long time.
I hope so, too. I'm curious, now that you've been doing a weekly series for now in your fourth season, how different it is to do something like what you did on The Good Wife, where you had a recurring role where you'd come back and do maybe one or two episodes. What's it like for you to step in and just do it once in the midst of everybody else? They know their thing, you know? I mean, if somebody...
You know what? We were working with Diedrich Bader, you know, who is wonderful. He comes on the show and he does a guest spot with us. And he was on the Drew Carey Show for a lot of years.
Yeah.
People probably know him from that.
Yep.
But he's done a lot of things, and he actually put it really well. He said, you know, when you're working on your own show where you're there every week and you're regular, you know, everyone becomes like family. You become really close. You get a shorthand with each other, and you get really tight. You get into each other's rhythms. And then when you go on another show and you do a guest spot, it's kind of a little bit like going to another family's house for Thanksgiving. Like, you know, the food is good, but it's not quite what your mom makes. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's not quite this, you know, the stuffing isn't, you know what I mean? It's just a little, you're just a little bit like not at home. You know what I mean? So I love going to The Good Wife, and I love doing it, but you know, you're definitely popping in for a short time. They're always really nice to me, and I always feel really welcome. So it's not like, you know, and it's not like I don't have a good time, but there's definitely an advantage to working with the same people week after week and developing that kind of closeness with them.
Plus, every time you go over there, you're probably reminded, oh, Christine Baranski is not Cloris Leachman.
Right. Yeah, that could not be more different. That is true.
One last thing I want to ask you about.
Polar opposites.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
One last thing I want to ask you about before you go, because I started by asking about this classic movie of yours, Running on Empty, from 1988. A couple of years after you did that, you appeared in a movie called Stanley and Iris with Robert De Niro and Jane Fonda, also directed by a legendary guy, Martin Ritt. Was that a particularly intense set to be on?
Oh, you know what? It was a good set to be on. I really enjoyed it. I mean, you know, my part in that was much smaller. I played Jane Fonda's daughter. I loved her. I thought she was absolutely fabulous. And I loved Martin Ritt. I thought he was fascinating. He was this sort of irascible kind of curmudgeonly figure who, you know, had a short temper, but he was brilliant, you know. And I loved doing it. I mean, I'm glad that you brought that movie up. Not a lot of people do. Not a lot of people remember it.
Yeah, a lot more people should see it. And I'm glad I finally had a chance to talk to you about that and so much else.
Thank you.
And congratulations on the success of Raising Hope and then now in your fourth season.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining me here today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Martha Plimpton with Paul Harris. You can watch Raising Hope Friday nights on the Fox Television Network. This is America Weekend.